Jason Capel is the assistant coach, associate head coach, Pitt basketball. He works with his brother Jeff, and the Panthers are off to a great start this year. They are 11-5, second in the ACC at 4-1. Coming off a tough loss, but also two big wins before then. First of all, Jason, how you doing, man? Happy New Year. Things are obviously going well there in Pittsburgh.
Well, yes, Happy New Year. Everything is going well. Everyone is healthy and blessed to see the new year. And we're just trying to get better every day. You know, we're just trying to work hard and understand that, you know, we want progress, not perfection. And use every day as an opportunity to get better. And our guys are taking steps in the right direction. And it's a long season. We got to keep taking those steps forward.
So let me just ask this, because it was a tough start to the season. How did you guys stay together after? Because it's been a rough go. But how did you guys stay together after that start? And then we saw the culmination of that in a couple of wins last week over Carolina and Virginia.
Well, I mean, I guess to the outside world, it was a tough start. You know, we win our first game convincingly. We have a great crowd, a great atmosphere against a rival in West Virginia in the backyard brawl. And, you know, for a half, it was a good game. And the second half, we got knocked back on our heels a little bit and didn't respond. I thought that game carried over to the next. VCU is a game where I thought we actually did a lot of good things. We just didn't come out on the winning side of it. So, you know, we had a two-game stretch where we didn't play the basketball that we know we were capable of. Now, we understood the work we put in the summer, the team we brought together that had to become a team. You know, this group is a lot of new guys that we didn't have in the summer. We didn't have everybody until August. So we knew it was going to be a process, but we have older guys. We have guys about the right things. They want to win. They want to do things the right way. And, you know, to their credit, they never wavered. Their confidence was never shaken. We just got back to work. We got back to practice. You know, a lot of times you have so many games consecutively, you know, you really need to get back to practice, get back to the basics, get back to working on things to help you continue to get better. We did that. The guys have trusted the process. As they say, they put the battery in one another's backs and just continue to work hard. And, you know, when you work hard, when you have a good group, when you have a group that's together, you have a chance for good things to happen. And, you know, like I said, we just want to get better every day with the chance to, when game time comes, be 1-0 on that night. And that's our focus, a singular focus of staying in the moment.
It's a brand new era, I guess, of not just college basketball, but college sports, because basically all of your best players came from somewhere else, not a high school. Blake Hinson from Ole Miss, Jamarius Burton from Texas Tech by way of Wichita State, Nelly Cummings from Colgate, Greg Elliott from Marquette. It's so transient. How hard is it to build a team when it seems like every year? I mean, it's a new group anyway, but every year it's, you know, and older guys too, so maybe it's easier. I don't know. I ask you.
Well, I think, like you say, you have older guys. I mean, the thing you said about every player that you've named, they're college graduates. They've graduated college. So they're older, they're seasoned. You know, many of them have come from winning situations or been a part of winning, and they want nothing more than to win, you know, on their last go of playing college basketball, being a part of the college sports environment. They want to win, and they trust that the group that we brought together, with them being an intricate part, each one, as well as Federico and all the other guys we brought in, they just want to be a part of winning. Again, it's a very selfless team. It's a team that has grown off the court to be very together. And when you have that and you have some talent and a belief, you know, good things can happen. Now, again, it's a long season, and we've gotten off to a pretty good start because we've been together, because we've been pretty disciplined, and because we've been connected and had, you know, a focus on, as I said, a singular focus, which is concentrating on the moment, whether that's every day in practice, whether that's when it's game time, just being 1-0 at the end of that night. We have a group that's been laser sharp in focusing on those moments.
Jason Cable, assistant coach at Pitt, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I have a number of questions, but I'm curious what the role that the administration has played in the fact that you guys have overcome whatever hurdles there were at the start and are playing really good basketball. And I think Clemson is wonderful. That was a heck of a basketball game that unfortunately you guys came out on the short end of. But, man, just high-level basketball really the last few weeks for you guys, especially in league play. But the level of importance of the administration's faith in what you guys are doing?
Well, I think it's great faith. I think they understand that it's been a process. Look, everyone wants things to happen overnight. You know, we live in a microwave society, and we understand, and, you know, you're in the business of winning. But, you know, every situation isn't built to walk in and win. You have to work, you have to build, you have to overcome. And we are in a situation where we've put together a good group of guys and that believe in what we're doing. And you trust that the people that entrusting you in the job believe in that as well. And they've been very supportive. You know, can't say enough about our fans, the Oakland Zoo, the student body, for the support they've given, getting behind our team, behind our guys, because truthfully, our guys deserve it. They work really hard. They're a together bunch. And again, we've gotten off to a good start, but we understand it's a long season.
Yeah, it's an underrated place, isn't it, the Zoo?
It is. It is. You know, I had the pleasure of calling games here when I worked for ESPN and Raycom Sports. So I've seen what it's been like. And to be here as a coach, to feel that energy, to see it, and to see it this year with what we've been able to do early in the season in the ACC has been pretty special. I mean, even when over break, when the students weren't here, you say a Carolina game or a Virginia game, the ones locally still turned out. We still had great crowds, great atmosphere, and we're going to need it as the season progresses.
Jason Cable is joining us here. All right, give me a scout on the Duke Blue Devils, which we have seen here a bunch. They have not gotten the start that they wanted, but when you look at them on tape, what do you see?
They're a good team. They're a good team. They have great size. You know, I think, you look at, Roach at the point guard position. I mean, he's a guy that took them, helped lead them to the Final Four when he stepped into that point guard role towards the middle and end of the season last year, and he commands it. He's one of the top guards in the ACC. They have size. They have versatility. They have young guys that are only going to get better. So we understand we have our work cut out for us, especially, going into a place like Cameron Indoor Stadium. But we've been pretty good on the road. Mm-hmm. And to win on the road, you have to be together. You have to be confident. And you have to play as one unit and understand it's going to be a fight. For 40 minutes. And we have a group that's done well in those environments. This is a little different from any place that we played so far on the road, a true road game. But I think we're up for the challenge, understanding we're playing against a very big team, a very talented team, and we have to play really well to get a win.
Yeah, you're not going up against Coach K anymore. It's a whole new thing. Did the win at NC State, because I think the Wolfpack are really good too. Did the win at NC State prove anything to your guys?
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never really thought about tools until I bought a house in the suburbs. It's like this weird homeowner test if I need a tool for a project and don't have it. And my neighbor Ted loves to give me that look when I ask to borrow a pole saw. A year ago, I didn't even know pole saws existed. And now I gotta borrow one from Ted? What is happening?
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Well, we went into that game confident we were going to win. We understand NC State is a very good team. You know, you look at what they did in their pre-conference schedule. You know, they took Kansas down to the wire. They're a very good team with one of the best guards in the country. And I think Burns is playing very good basketball up front. He's a guy that can really score the basketball. And defensively, with their pressure and their intensity, they can take you out of your offense if you allow it. But, again, we were confident. We have an older bunch. And we met force with force on the road. And to get wins in you know, another team's home, that's what you have to do. And so we were happy with the win. We were confident we were going to win. And we continued to build from there. You know, you look at going to Syracuse. You look at coming home and playing North Carolina and Virginia. So, again, it's a team that has gained confidence, but more so become a team and become more and more connected as we progress through this season. And we're going to need it in Durham.
Yeah, you got a three-game road streak as well, by the way, coming up. Duke, Georgia Tech, and Louisville. I want to ask you a question about watching your brother as the head coach. How much does he remind you of your dad?
Oh, that's a great question. Very much. You know, it's kind of eerie at times. I catch myself. I turn away and laugh because he can make facial expressions. he can say things. He can some of his mannerisms are identical. It could be on the court. It can be in a film session. It can be in a team meeting. And just some of the things he says, again, he does. And more so than anything, his facial expressions look exactly like our father. There are things that, you know, he'll say in practice or, you know, at different times. And we'll kind of look at each other and laugh because we both know, yeah, you got that from daddy, you know. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to work side by side for me. It's pretty cool to, you know, be a soldier and try to help build and be with him and take steps forward in doing something special here in Pittsburgh.
It's more fun than TV?
It's more stressful than TV. I mean, let's be clear. You know, TV, you put a nice suit on, put a nice tie on, get a fresh haircut. You know the teams, you talk basketball, you smile pretty, and win or lose, you go home and you feel pretty good about yourself. Whereas, you know, being a coach, the preparation of it, understanding that feeling in your gut never goes away. But as a competitor, you know, you don't feel that when you stop playing the game. Coaching is what gives you that. TV gives you the excitement, and it's a load of fun. But there's nothing quite like being on those sidelines. If you can't be on the court, being on those sidelines and having that feeling in your gut, whether it's good or bad, win or lose, you're playing for something that means a lot to not only yourself, but more importantly, you know, to those kids that you're helping and hoping can have and share in some of the moments that we all had as players.
Final thing, would you have gone back to coach if it wasn't to work with your brother, or would you have stayed in TV?
I would have stayed in television. That's an easy answer for me.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, Jason Cable. Good luck at Duke coming up tomorrow. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and, ugh, now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, you know, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.